Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Counsell, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell, and you're listening to Wonderful Wednesday. And what a wonderful Wednesday it is. We are continuing on in this month of April to share information that will strengthen your resolve to achieve. Wow, this is like the second quarter of the year. So where are you as it relates to achieving your goals? It's important to keep that focus. And if you've lost focus, it's important to make the right connections so that you can stay on track throughout the entire year. It's important to be serious about your goals because guess what? Don't expect anyone else to be more serious about your achievement than you are. And that's sometimes people get upset. I wanted that promotion. Oh, no, I wanted to make that sale. I wanted this. I wanted that. You know what? You've got to be serious about it. Serious enough to want it. Serious enough to go get it. Serious enough to step up and do what it takes to get the results that you want and make the connections with people. Sometimes when we connect with others, and not just sometimes, but I think it's most of the time, we make the right connections with the right people. I think we thrive. We win, we go to another level in life. So today we want to talk about how to keep achieving, why you shouldn't suppress your good ideas. I mean, many of us have really great ideas. I get to talk to a lot of different people and I hear their ideas and I hear what they're thinking and I understand where they want to go based on what they're sharing with me. And as a result of all of that information, I look at their lives, and if I spend, let's say, week in, week out with them, every week or every other week, I get to talk to them and I see where they are and what they've done, then I don't judge whether what they should have done. I look at how serious are they about getting it done. But one of the things that without fail, I hear a lot is I started to do blank. You know, they started to do something. They always share with me, well, I started to do that, but, well, you know what? I said, but that was a great idea. Why didn't you follow through on it? And then there were a lot of reasons why they didn't follow through. So if that's you, then I want to talk to you about why you shouldn't suppress good ideas. Why it is important for you not to give up on those amazing ideas that you have and why you really want to follow through on them. First of all, I want you to consider this, that as a human being, you have this inner light. And so you should never, ever deny your inner light. And this inner light is the light that really lights your reason for being, your reason for even having the desires to achieve that you have. So you don't want to kind of squash that light. Have you ever tried to really dull a light or put a cloth over a light bulb and see, you know, how it looks? So it's not as bright. And a lot of times when people put something over a light or a light bulb, it's because they want to dull the light or they want to create a different effect, which means they don't want the bright light as it is. They want to make it duller for whatever reason. And so that's us. We have this bright light that shines, this inner light that just beams right out of us, right through us, which is a part of our amazing energy. which is a part of our connection to achievement. And so we have all of that going on. And what do? We put a lid on it. We dull it down a bit. We pretend we're not as smart as we are because someone else can't handle it. How ridiculous is that? You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. I have a theory. Or it's not a theory, it's a thought. And this is my thought and kind of a philosophy for my life. You know what? If you want me to dummy myself down for you, guess what? I'm going to get some friends who don't want me to dummy myself down, who will accept me as I am, who will say, you know what? You can stand up your game just a little bit without the harsh criticism, but will not allow me to just be substandard or below average or behave that way or get upset with me when I'm bringing it. You know, I'm giving my all. I'm excited. I'm talking about these amazing goals and all of these plans that I have for my life. Well, that person, they get annoyed with me for sharing it. Well, that's their issue, isn't it? Not mine. So the point is, you should not suppress your good ideas. Don't dull your light. Because the thing about dulling your light is that when you start to kind of cower down or pretend to be something you're not, here's kind of a reason why you don't want to do that. The reason why you shouldn't suppress good ideas is because the minute you start blocking your excellence and your magnificence and your bright light and your power to excel, you start blocking all of that and interfering with it for the sake of someone else, then you're also blocking your emotions and you're blocking your own flow. So when you block your emotions, well, that blocks the current of your life. So it stops the current of your life from flowing so that you will get the best, so that you will bring the things that you want into your life. The result at the end of the day is you become stagnant. You're one of those people who have allowed yourself, or you become one of those people, I should say, who allowed yourself to become stagnant. Why? Because you suppressed your good ideas. When you're suppressing your good ideas, you know what you're doing? You're kind of messing with your connection with your own spirit. You know, you're kind of suppressing your spirit, because the spirit has the answers. The spirit will prompt you to go in a certain direction and to let that magnificence out. Because here's the thing, when you are not allowing that magnificence to flow, then you're kind of operating in the realm of selfishness. Okay, I'm not calling you selfish. I'm saying you're operating in that realm. So if you're in the realm, get out of it. Run, go, don't look back. Yeah, because here's the thing. When you're in that realm of selfishness, what happens is, well, you are not serving anyone. And although we tend to think of selfishness as being self-serving, the reality of it is when you're in that kind of selfishness, you're not even serving yourself. You are actually depriving your own self of something good, something wonderful, and not to mention what you're depriving the rest of us of. I mean, can you imagine if Steve Jobs said, you know what? Yeah, I'm kind of thinking I don't want to do the phone thing. You know, all this technology stuff, I like it, but people might think I'm showing off a bit. So I'm just going to back up off of it. There'll be no iPhone. There'll be no iPad. Where would I be without my iPad? I'm just saying. Okay, I'd probably be looking at my computer and my television and stuff, but okay, it would be kind of bulky. All right, but you know, and I'd live through it. But I like my iPad. I'm just saying. So my point is, think about that. Think about all of the greats who have stepped out, had the courage to pursue their dreams, to become, to release their magnificence, unleash all of that bright light, that inner light onto this amazing world. And the thing is think about Steve Jobs, back to him. Okay, Steve Jobs, for all intents and purposes, died young. So, but the thing is, look what he left. Look at the amazing legacy that he left. So when you think about kind of putting a lid on your inner light, understand this, that not only are you preventing yourself from flowing in the essence of life, you're actually keeping all those great things from people like me. I want to see your great invention. I want you to put it out there. And if someone's criticizing you and telling you it won't work, so what? Go back and listen to Monday's show about why fail forward. But put it out there. Let nothing stop you from having that amazing relationship with yourself. That relationship where you have a conversation that says, listen, I don't know if this is going to work or not, but guess what? I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to step out there and I'm going to make some amazing things happen. I'm going to make some great things happen. So think about all of that when you are suppressing your good ideas. If you really want to keep achieving, then fall in line with the good ideas. Fall in the flow of those good ideas. When you are suppressing your good ideas, as I shared earlier, you are suppressing your emotions. And here's the rest of that. Now, when it comes to suppressing your emotions, oh wait, now that's going to affect your health. So now you don't even feel like achieving anymore. And if you want to know the value of that, go back and listen to yesterday's podcast where we talked about how you can sharpen your edge through your fitness. So you really want to see how all of this is connected, because this is going to allow you to do life with power. And when we talk about doing life with power periodically, I like to give people some insight into what that is all about. Okay, we talk about doing life with power. We're talking about you living from that position of courage and confidence, to the point where you feel so strong, so excited about who you are, so excited about where you're going, and now you're getting some results that even you didn't expect. And that's why you don't want to suppress a good idea. You know, when you get the prompting to follow through on a good idea, when you follow that prompting of a good idea, what happens is it's going to take you somewhere that's magical, so to speak. Okay, because you never thought you would go there. Somewhere amazing, somewhere magnificent. There's my word again. So you're going to be excited about who you are and where you are going in your life. You know what? I find that people who are miserable or unhappy, one of the things that I realized, and I can remember I had my little misery period too, my little pity party and all of that when the economy tanked. Oh yeah, I had some issues. I'm just saying, went through some stuff. So I'm not pretending that life isn't going to happen and that I haven't been through life. But one of the things that I did find is that when people go through that miserable period, it's because they're dulling their light. They're suppressing their good ideas. They're not following through on the promptings. They're not happy because they're not living their life to the fullest. So they're not doing life with power. Okay, they haven't tapped into what I call their personal app, which is an acronym for authentic personal power. So they haven't tapped into that. And it's important to tap into your authentic personal power. And when you do that, or the best way to do that is to never suppress your good ideas. It keeps you achieving. It keeps you in the game. It keeps you going. If you physically express these ideas, then you're going to produce like you never thought you would. You're going to see that miracle that is you. And you're going to be such a great example to others. And they will see how miraculous their lives can be also. So you see what happens when you don't suppress a good idea, that when you put it out there. So you want to understand that your inspiration becomes sharper. And for lack of a better description, it becomes in living color. Okay, so we get inspired and we see, we visualize just way beyond where we thought. I've shared this story on the podcast before, but I don't share it often, and I want to share it again. I usually share it when I'm speaking in front of an audience, and I let them know because I want them to know kind of my starting point, so to speak. I remember when, just before I got out of the military, I was in the Army, for those of you who are listening to the podcast for the first time. When I left the military, or just before I left the military, people would ask me, what are you going to do when you get out? And I says, I don't know. Now I just finished a college degree and I was kind of working on a second degree. And the other thing I was doing was, preparing to go to law school. But I don't think law school was in my heart, because when people would ask me, well, what are you going to do when you get out? I said, I don't know. But as long as I'm making $3,000 a month, I'm good. $3,000 a month. Now, my point is, that's where I was. But here's what happened. Once I got out and I got in the flow of civilian life, and some actions I took, such as getting into real estate, was merely a prompting of a good idea. Had no idea what real estate was all about. Just knew that it meant I could sell people houses, and I thought someone was going to give me a paycheck every single week. So I actually thought being in real estate was a job. I didn't realize I was going to be self-employed. So the point that I'm making here is that because I followed through on the prompting of a good idea, it really worked out for me. And I've had a great life. Ups and downs, yes. Economy slapped me all in the face, absolutely. But because I follow my good ideas, I listen to my authentic personal power, and I act on those ideas. Am I always like super courageous when it's time to step out and do something different and new? Nope. When I first started the podcast, you know, I actually did my first podcast in my closet, and there was no one in the house but me. But that gives you an idea that I wasn't exactly confident or courageous when it came to doing my podcast. I went in the closet, closed the door in a house where there was no one else but me. So you see, when you are following through on a good idea, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have it all together. It doesn't mean that you're going to be like this super courageous person who's going to step out there. But what it does mean is that you are being obedient to that prompting inside you that says, you know what? Follow through. This is a good idea for you. Do this. Let's see where it will take you. And so you're not suppressing your spirit. You're not kind of dulling your own inner light. So no matter what you do, you want to imagine yourself following through on every good idea that you get. It's not about whether you get the best results or the biggest results. It's not about that. It's about where that prompting is going to lead you. And me, after leaving the military and doing the real estate thing, it led me to some amazing things. I met some amazing people that I believe I would not have otherwise met had I not followed through on that idea. So you want to accept that you are amazing. You are magnificent. You are wonderful. You want to accept that you have this inner light that you're supposed to shine. You want to accept that, and I'm saying you want to, because this is something that you want to buy into for your life. Okay. I didn't say you're going to, because I can't tell you what to do. I'd like to tell you to do it and do it now, you know, or I'd like to tell you you'll do it and like it. I'd like to say that like a parent, right? But I'm not going to say that. So you want to do all of these things that will allow you to be at your very best. Now, here's what you don't want to do. What you don't want to do is let somebody put a lid on your light. What you don't want to do is be responsible for allowing someone to put a lid on your light, or allowing someone to cause you to put a lid on your light. Because at the end of the day, it's your light. And if that light gets dulled, it's because you gave someone permission to do it, or because you did it yourself. Either way, you're at the end of that. When it comes to you getting results for your life, when it comes to you achieving those amazing things, at the end of the day, guess who's at the end of it? You are. You're at the end of that. So step out there, make some amazing things happen. Stop suppressing those good ideas. And I would suggest to you right now that you write down one idea that you've been holding on to and that you've done nothing with, that you've been talking about taking action on. Whatever you've been talking about acting on, make a decision today. Put that light out there. Let it shine, baby, shine. And if you're having a hard time finding people that you can shine with, you know what? Go to our website at designeryourlifetoday.com, and you want to fill out the information where or go to designyourlifeday.com/get results. And you can fill out the information where you want results or you want information about our next upcoming Power Achievers online coaching. Because guess what? You're going to connect with some amazing people. They're not going to dull your light. And I could tell you, if anybody in that circle is dulling someone's light, I'm telling you now, I'm kicking you out. You're out of the circle. You're out of here. You're out of the circle of trust. Did you see that movie with Ben Stiller? Okay, that has nothing to do with the show. What was it called? Meet the Parents? Yeah, the Circle of Trust. Yeah, so you guys will be out of the circle of trust. But the thing is that if you need that, then we're here for you. You know, connect with us on Facebook at Designing Your Life Today. And I'm on various social media pages under my name, Pat Council, which I'm on Facebook under my name, Pat Council Speaker. My personal Facebook page, you're not going to get too much from me there, but you can go there and you can send a request also. And if you don't have like a weird picture, meaning like, you know, something derogatory or something silly, then, well, silly meaning like a person who gives the finger. What is that? You know, do that to yourself. You know, we don't want to see that stuff. So if you don't have one of those type pictures, most likely I'll check you out and accept your request. But you can connect with us immediately on our Facebook page at Designing Your Life Today, or you can go to Pat Council Speaks, because yes, I am a speaker. And you can connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram, Pinterest, mostly on Instagram and LinkedIn, of course, Twitter. So you guys, you know, just get connected. And if you need me to type you an inspirational message or something reminding you that you can do it, let me know that. And I'll be happy to do that. Now, here's the beautiful part about, you know, social media sometimes. If you post that and say, hey, I need some inspiration, people are going to see it. And you're probably going to get more than just a response from me. You are built by design to win. It's your job, your duty, your purpose to win. It's how you're built. You're built to win, and you're built to win big. So let nothing hold you back. Let that inner light shine to the point where you're just beaming on the outside, and do life with power. Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday.